Finding the right data matters. Without fresh, accurate data, your ability to open new revenue streams takes a serious hit. Learn how to improve your marketing and increase sales at everymarketmedia.com.
You're listening to The Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping business executives manage their marketing data needs. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Let's get into the show.
Welcome back to the Corporate Data Show. This week, we're going to try out a new session format. We're going to try some short guides on translating technical data processes to real world marketing applications. What I mean by that is Every Market Media gets a lot of technical questions from marketing services companies who deal with a lot of client issues, and they're very tactical. They're very marketing, you know, based. They're very making more sales, getting more marketing done type problems. And often those problems are solved by a technical process that has not yet been evolved in the marketplace in such a way that it has a slick little front end or has the easiest way to access it to. And often it requires the marketers to do some hard thinking. So we were asked to start a little technical series, and we think we'll try it out. So for now, I'm going to just start kind of by asking myself a couple of questions that the customers have asked us. If you guys like this type of format, maybe I'll turn it into some videos or have some other guests on for lunch and learn type topics on things that get a little technical. So without further ado, the Corporate Data Show technical sessions. The first place I want to start with this week is the idea of B2B and B2C matching. So I think last year there was this topic about human to human, H to H, which was super cliche. And nonetheless, does a pretty good job talking about the root level of why a marketer for this first topic would want to pair a B2C ISP type email, so you're at AOL or you're at Gmail, why you'd want to pair that with someone's B2B persona. Why a marketer would want to do that is going to be the root of this first short technical talk. So Every Market Media makes a product called LinkKey. So shameless plug, LinkKey was originally built for a client who needed to onboard more B2B data into the various digital ecosystems for clients. So that's where it originally started. That's one of the applications. So let's start there. Why would a marketer want a unified person approach? So as I mentioned, the first thing that was interesting to clients of Every Market Media was the idea of taking a B2B email and onboarding it through, say, a LiveRamp or a Neustar, some of these folks out here, and then pushing it out to various digital ecosystems. And their challenge was that they found the B2B emails were just not as commonly used as registration information out on the web. So when you're logging into various places where you might have a cookie or a hashed email associated with a few types of online IDs, those were not usually tied back to the person's air quote B2B persona. So when you took your average B2B list and you tried to onboard it, you found the match rate was rather undesirable. So these B2B companies who really didn't have a B2C resource at all started saying, well, how can we get more B2C data on here? And of course, the first thing they went and looked for was B2C marketing databases. And that was, of course, one way to do it, but it wasn't perfect because a B2C email marketer makes a lot of changes to their database that a digital marketer might not care to make. So let's talk about a few other reasons, right? While we're starting to talk about why a person would want a unified person graph. So the first one being producing online identities for B2B folks at greater scale. So then when I talk about how an email marketer is starting to build out some of these B2C data sets that were initially levered by a few folks building databases, why that isn't always necessarily a perfect solution in a box, though it was the first solution, I think. So, you know, B2C email marketer is building a database that has compliant email addresses in it. So databases that are fully consented, that most of us keep IP address, time and date stamp of the form completion or other interaction, the URL the record is purchased from, and a few other places of information like that. We do that because when we're sending email campaigns or our clients are sending email campaigns to that data, we want to make sure that if we're asked where the information came from, we're able to route it. For a digital marketer, the concern of IP address cleanliness of deliverability is not there. So you'll often see not necessarily the use of opt-outs, but the use of records that could be removed from a list by some email verification services will have you'll not want to remove them for the purpose of onboarding digital data because it doesn't have the same set of rules. So a little bit of a ramble there, but if you followed that, the short answer is that when we build a database for email marketing, it's not necessarily the ideal database to use for display marketing. So that led us to build these degrees within our connections. So the first thing everybody thinks about when they think about B2B to B2C matching is they're like, well, individual match only. Well, that's great. It's fantastic. That's the best match. No doubt about that. And there are several gradients of it. But when ABM became very popular, all of a sudden people said, well, you know, we're also interested in targeting at a company level. So, you know, if you can even just get me people that are within that same company, that would also be a win. So this led us to have degrees of connections in B2C to B2B matching. So in other words, on the high end, you've got the email marketer who needs an individual match, and the match has got to have come from deliverable, safety checked, opt-out processed, do not mail process data, all the way down through, you know, I'm building a ID graph for companies and I'm using a lot of data points and it's all pretty anonymous. So you ended up needing this range. So that range pretty much runs through individual, this is like in traditional direct marketing as well, runs through an individual level match all the way down through an address level match. And there are a few other, being general, but there are a few other fine points within individual, but they're generally based with name and geography logic of some type. Then households are generally last name and a bunch of logic types. And then addresses are address matches with a lot of logic stops. And that is what produces your descending level of confidence in the match, which makes it suitable across multiple applications. So kind of to tie that back up, you know, you've got a B2B marketer or a B2C marketer. That person wants the other side of the equation for a reason. That reason is most commonly to do more email marketing or to do more display marketing to that segment, to generate more sales, more impressions, more prospects for those groups. That happens either at an individual level, which allows them to increase scale with high confidence online or offline. So when you're using an individual match, you can send direct mail to it, email to it, and you can also use it online. Then you can start to roll that quality requirement back when you start to say, well, if I display to the household or the company, that would be a successful win. Now we can use an even looser match and get even more scale so that when you give one B2B record, you're almost getting back two new matches. And then address all the way back there where we say, well, look, we really want to build a graph, and I'm going to have a podcast full podcast about reverse IP lookups later. But one thing that's very useful in address level is some of the organizational level characteristics you can get out of it. So those are the three things that you would want to use B2B and B2C matching for that we've seen here at Every Market Media: creating groups of individuals, groups of households, or people at work at an address, individual or household level. If you've got any questions for us on this product, of course, you can fill out our forms, which are on our webpage, I think our contact us form. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm lookupable by Richard Holmes at Every Market Media. You can also drop me an email at rick@everymarketmedia.com, and I'll be happy to help you out. In general, if anybody has anything else to throw in on this topic, we'd love to hear it out. This idea of building people graphs for marketers has been around a minute. We're certainly not the first folks to try it, but we do think we're the first folks to build it pretty affordably without a lot of crazy proprietary sets, except our own. So look forward to talking about this more. It's been Rick Holmes at the Corporate Data Show, talking to myself, feeling a little weird about it, in our first episode of Technical Sessions and your guide to why the heck you'd want a B2B to B2C match. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Corporate Data Show. To ensure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.